The limbic system is really the part of the brain that's involved in our social bonds and in determining what's important to us. And so what's interesting is if you look at autistic savants, they're part of the characteristic of being autistic is that people are not as, not as important to them as numbers, objects, etc. They seem to gravitate towards certain things, and so as a consequence, they demonstrate a lot of their psychic abilities not with other people, but with things like prime numbers, for example. Their ability to just off the top of their head give you a 6-digit prime number.
Oh, they're incredible when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, truly, we've got a guest that comes on the program every once in a while, and he's incredible with numbers and reads them off like crazy off his head. I don't know how he does it. I think there's some quirk in his brain somehow.
Well, this is what I realized, and because I've worked with a lot of people who are autistic. I actually spent time with Sir Michael Rutter in London, and he's a world-renowned expert on autism. In fact, that's why he was knighted, was because of his work. And what I found was that a lot of these abilities really are more akin to psychic abilities in the sense of being able to pluck information out of an information field. So it's not that they're plucking information out of connecting consciousness with another person, but they're actually getting information from a field. And some autistic savants will have precognitive experiences. There's a very famous case of this one woman who had this. She was an autistic savant, and she had this dream that her father died of a heart attack at the dinner table, and the next day her father died of a heart attack at the dinner table.
Oh my!
But the thing is that because she was autistic, she for her, she didn't actually have that much of an attachment to her father. And so for her, it was just sort of like she saw it happen. It was like, okay, yeah, it happened. That's what I dreamt last night. And she went on eating her dinner. But it's that ability to pluck information out of an information field. And sometimes that information field is, another place in space, time.
I think so, too. Now, intuition, of course, a lot of people have this. You use it. It could save your life. You get this hunch. What is it?
Well, a lot of people use the word intuition, and they mean various things. But I think it's on the spectrum with psychic abilities. When a lot of people say intuition, they're really talking about something that's in that spectrum. In fact, a lot of people who have psychic abilities call themselves intuitives instead of psychics, just because of there's this certain connotation that people attach to psychic. So I think it's in that same spectrum. And one of the things that I really want people to take away from my book, and one of the things that I really hope to achieve with it, is to have people trust their intuition more.
Yes, and react to it.
And react to it, absolutely. My intuition has stood me very well. And in fact, intuition is more associated with the right side of the brain rather than the left side of the brain. And it's the left side of the brain that is actually most capable of self-deception and talking us into believing what we want to believe. But the right side of the brain, that part of us, that the part of the brain that's like, that might make us feel a different way and that oftentimes we're taught to ignore, that's the part of the brain that's actually more trustworthy.